This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday downplayed the possibility that North Korea could launch a ballistic missile on Christmas, joking that instead he could get a nice vase as a gift from the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. North Korea has cryptically promised a Christmas gift to the U.S. apparently as part of its efforts to increase pressure on Washington ahead of Pyongyang's end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to soften its stance on nuclear talks. U.S. officials who say they expect North Korea could soon launch a long-range ballistic missile appear to be watching the Korean Peninsula closely ahead of the Christmas holiday. President Trump berated Democratic lawmakers over his impeachment Tuesday as a legislative standoff continues over a Senate impeachment trial.
They didn't give us due process. They didn't give us a lawyer. They didn't give us anything. Now they come to the Senate and they want everything.
Mr. Trump also took aim specifically at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for indefinitely postponing the sending of the articles of impeachment to Republican-controlled Senate so a trial can begin.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all of the people that voted for me and the Republican Party.
President Trump is only the third U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. Officials in Burkina Faso say that soldiers killed 80 Islamic militants who launched simultaneous attacks on a military post in a northern town of Arbinda Tuesday. The militants killed at least 35 civilians, mostly women, before they were beaten back. Seven soldiers were also killed. Islamic militants in Mali, under pressure from French forces, have spilled across the border into Burkina Faso, killing hundreds of people and sending thousands fleeing from their homes. The militants frequently use hit-and-run attacks on motorcycles. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for an immediate halt in fighting in northwestern Syria, where a government offensive has pushed tens of thousands of people from their homes in the past week alone. A Guterres spokesman said Monday that he is alarmed by the scale of the military operation and reported attacks on evacuation routes as civilians try to flee north to safety. The Syrian government is trying to retake control of Idlib province, the last area that remains under rebel control from the civil war that began in 2011. 3 million people live in Idlib, including many who relocated there after fleeing violence in other parts of the country. Two women have filed a class action lawsuit against Frontier Airlines, saying that they were sexually assaulted on flights last year and alleging that the airline did not help them. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
One woman says she was sexually assaulted by a fellow passenger in October 2018, flying from Denver to Rhode Island. According to the Denver Post, the woman says she was not allowed to change her seat after reporting the incident to a flight attendant. A second woman says she was assaulted in November flying to Florida and that flight attendants didn't help her nor contact law enforcement. A spokeswoman for the Denver-based budget carrier says she can't comment on the lawsuits, but says Frontier has strict policies on handling reports of misconduct and alleged crimes. The plaintiffs say any other victims can join their class action suit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Russian court has extended the pretrial detention of former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan until March 29th as he faces espionage charges. Whelan was arrested in December of 2018 after accepting a flash drive from an acquaintance which had said thought to contain holiday photos, which Russian authorities allege contained classified materials. Whelan has called on President Trump to intervene on his behalf, asking him to tweet his intentions about what Whelan has called the Moscow Goat Rodeo. If convicted of espionage, Whelan faces the possibility of 10 to 20 years in prison. The Christian faithful flocked to Palestinian-governed Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate Christmas.
Christmas Eve celebrations got off to a festive start here at Manger Square in Bethlehem. Palestinian boy and girl scouts marched past a giant Christmas tree in front of the ancient Church of the Nativity, the traditional birthplace of Jesus. The atmosphere was more solemn inside the church, where pilgrims visited the Grotto of the Nativity.
That is VOA's Robert Berger reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.